Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. Nick Nemeth, you're going to be able to see him at TNA Emergence here in Louisville, Kentucky. Well, not here, about an hour away from me, but Louisville, Kentucky nonetheless. Weekend of August 30th and 31st. Big Ironman match with Josh Alexander. Nick Nemeth, is this a bit of a homecoming-ish for you? You used to live in Louisville, yeah?
I was in Louisville for a while, training it for OVW, and also it's a exactly 5-hour car ride from Cleveland, where I grew up. So, as much as that, and my brother went to Xavier, I got to like go visit him a few different times. But as much that it's not really a homecoming, but there the cool thing is, you just reminded me of outside Old Shepherdsville Road OVW shows. Those same fans waiting outside at 4 p.m. to come into the show. Those same loyal fans, a lot of them will be at these shows, and whether it was WWE or TNA, AEW, whatever, they're so loyal, they will come to every show. And I remember parking the car 7 years ago, just going to Louisville. I'm like, okay, great. And I saw the same people. I'm like, I appreciate you guys more than you will ever know. you know, there's it's real easy to be like, oh, what are these guys doing here? And you take it a different way. Like, we're so lucky to have such loyal fans like that, that no matter what you do, if they're rooting for you, they'll find a way to come see you. And that is the greatest part of our job.
You might very well be the most experienced Louisville wrestler on this show, though. I mean, you've wrestled in Louisville.
Are you just calling me old?
I mean,
just like, yeah, you're a lot of experience and wiry and veteranly.
Well, I mean, no. Specifically in Louisville, you probably wrestled there more than anybody else on this card.
Okay, that's fair. I did wrestle there.
Maybe Matt Hardy out of sheerly being old. But
just being around the business longer, there's a chance. But yeah, the Louisville area, yes, of course. Yes. Elizabethtown, a couple other community centers. Yeah, of course. Elizabethtown, one time we got 8 people at a show.
Wow.
For OVW. But also Elizabethtown, E-Town, we call it, would also be some of our hottest random shows. And it was like such a cool thing. And that's how you learn. Like, you're in front of 8 people or you're in front of 400 screaming people and you go, oh, okay, this is a different show. And that's how
I learned about Elizabethtown because they had a jiu-jitsu team called E-Town BJJ that would compete with our catch wrestling team. And I was what the hell is E-Town? And that's E-Town. Where we learned that. Before we get too heavy into TNA, I want to say, gosh, like 7 years ago, I interviewed a fellow by the name of Gerald Harris. Are you familiar with that name?
Yeah, I am.
UFC fighter at the time, one of my favorites. And we had, of course, the crossover MMA pro wrestling coverage. And he's like, man, you know, one of the toughest guys I ever saw on the amateur wrestling mats was then Dolph Ziggler, Nick Nemeth. And he was talking about you being a dog, Nick Nemeth.
Wow, that's very nice. Very, very tough opponent. Is as much as I loved amateur wrestling, I was above average. I was pretty good. I was not a badass guy. But, you know, I made a lot of things happen, I think, based on my stamina from high school, from wrestling at St. Ed's, and just always like, hey, there's some other talented guys in your bracket, but you're never going to be tired, and you're always going to be ready to go, and that really helped me win a lot. So I appreciate that, because he was a hell of an opponent, and then became a genuine badass in real life. So that's that means a lot, hearing that every once in a while.
And obviously you did Bloodsport recently, but like around the time you would have probably been making that decision of, do I go to pro wrestling or what do? Was MMA ever in the cards? Because Gerald Harris ended up being on The Ultimate Fighter. Like, he was on Team Rampage. Yep. Like, there was a legitimate path. And also, it was the follow-up for a lot of, like, TNA shows and WWE shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a nice intertwined community there. The first 7 or 8 UFCs, the ones with, like, legit no rules, my buddy, his older brother had the tape and we would do sleepovers on the weekend and watch those over and over. And every once in a while, I'll see a clip now. Holy crap. It's crazier than a fake movie. Like,
yes,
there are fights where someone is just repeatedly elbowing someone in the face until they're unconscious. So there's it's not in Hackney. Somebody is just getting punched in the crotch.
Keith Hackney. He did that to Joe's son.
That's right. Yeah. Just punched like this. And doesn't give up right away. That's how tough he is. He's on it, totally exposed. Crack. There's like 6 or 7, and then he's like, okay, that's enough.
Fun fact about the guy that got punched in the wiener. He's the guy that threw the shoe at Austin Powers.
Oh my God. Excellent.
And was later convicted for a brutal sexual crime. So Keith Hackney, a hero. Keith Hackney is absolutely a hero for punching that dude in the wiener.
Oh my God. But I watched those so much and I loved them, and I didn't think it was like a job or something I could do. But I also, because of watching those after in high school at St. Ed's practice, my buddy, Jim Kleppel and I, we would, once we were done, and then eventually a couple coaches would eventually with me, we would do the not strikes in the face, but we would do body strikes, and like without knowing any jiu-jitsu, without knowing any of like the fighting off your back, none of that stuff. But just using wrestling, we would use that and not strike in the head, and we would try and choke it, get to a point where we could choke somebody out or hit them in the ribs enough that they got to let go of something and you snatch something up. So that was my favorite thing to do on Thursday and Fridays at like after practice, because you know you got to get another workout in because you got to cut a little weight for the weekend. And it was, and also there was always a chance of having a nice black eye for the weekend. Like, hey girls, oh, fight. Yeah, I guess I'm kind of a fighter, you know, whatever. So I didn't mind, like, I'd allow the strikes. We'd do, like, on Fridays, we would let each, like, yeah, if you get a clean shot, get it in the eye, and, you know, don't knock me out, but give me a nice shiner for the ladies for the weekend. But I love that stuff. We watched it, loved it. I go, I really, and I think my last day of high school, I hope I have this in order. Everyone went around like, what is your plan for the next 15 years? And it was like, go to WWE, become champion, use that to get my foot in the door at UFC, become UFC world champion, and then use that to get on Saturday Night Live. And then eventually use that to become, go back to law school and then possibly become like the mayor of Palm Springs or something. But we all went around doing it, and I go, I was pretty close on a couple. And there's time. But that was 30 years ago.
That stamina you mentioned earlier is going to hopefully come in handy next weekend as you're facing Josh Alexander, hour-long Ironman match. Will this be the longest match of your career? Or
I think so because televised. I'm trying to think. There's a couple half Ironmans. Survivor Series was like an hour, but I wasn't there the whole time. There was other guys and everything. So this will be a full-on hour, and someone like me who maybe 2, 3, 5 years ago was like, I could do 2 hours if you wanted. Yeah. The last year or two in New York, I was only having 3 and 4 minute matches. So no matter how much cardio I did, if I got 6 or 8 minutes on TV, great. But no matter how much cardio you do and what you're doing, it's not the same as ring time. So I was actually pretty nervous last week when it ended up being a 30-minute draw. I go, man, I hope I can still go. I talked a bunch of trash. I'm in the best shape of my life. I work out every single day, no matter what. I go, I hope I still got it. And at the end of that one, I went, okay, I'm good. I was nervous because, you know, I was in a bubble for 20 years, and I wanted to see, can I go with people outside of that bubble? Can I make things happen? Can I be as good as the trash I talked? And so far, yes. And Josh is someone who, you know, when I famously didn't watch wrestling for a little while because I hated what I was doing, as I started to come to TNA and do independence, I picked up on what he was doing. And like, that is like his thing, is being an Iron Man nonstop buzzsaw guy that can go. And I go, this is a hell of a challenge. I really am looking forward to this because it really goes to show, like, it's not, can I hang? This is, can I get an A++ in the Iron Man match? And the first one that I'm really doing. So that's it's a lot of pressure, but I love it and I live for it. And he is not going to let up. And I look forward to that very much.
So Josh Alexander, he actually wrestles a lot of small towns here in Kentucky, believe it or not. I've seen him wrestle like Cynthiana. He has been victorious in world title matches in the city many times. However, he lost a bird scooter race to ya boy right here.
Oh, and, so he's on the outs. That's the end. Yeah.
Not aerodynamic whatsoever. Ross, who is on this call, is a personal witness to this.
Wow.
So I feel like if you lose the championship, you could just simply challenge him to a scooter.
When in doubt, some kind of a scooter off, or maybe a ski race down the hill to save the community center, something like there some kind go. Of 80s movie. Yeah.
It makes all the sense lawyer. In the world to me.
Yeah.
So it makes all sense in the world
for a month. Yeah.
That'd be wonderful to cover personally. you appearing in TNA caused a lot of buzz because obviously you're going to be a person that a lot of companies are after. A lot of places have interest in. What made you choose TNA? What made you say, you know what? I want to wave that flag, because you quite literally did. Like, you were there with the branding and everything, letting people know TNA had sort of re-arrived.
It's first and foremost, I didn't want to go anywhere. I was very, very lucky. I don't know how the outside world works other than getting it through friends who are on the independents, friends in different companies, and you have an idea, but you don't truly know. And my last day in New York, I didn't know if my phone was never going to ring again, or you get a couple of handful of people like, hey, congrats, or good luck, or you want to do this one show.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Win 6 months. Legitimately, my phone got so many messages. It got so hot. It shut down. I couldn't send a text for about 6 or 7 hours. And I go, this is not a brag. I go, wow, okay. A lot of it was like, hey, hell of a run, blah, 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 bullshit that you say to people. But like a ton of it was, how do we get you here right now? And I said, guys, it's a bit out of my stand-up. Like, I'm just getting out of a relationship, a long-term 19-year relationship. I'm not looking to get engaged right now and sign a 3-year deal somewhere or a 5-year deal or even 1 year. I said, what I want to do is, like, the reason I asked to leave was 100% like, I'm getting paid a shitload of money to sit on the bench and occasionally break the glass and you have a big match or in case of emergency if somebody's hurt. But you only have a certain window. I might be able to do this till I'm 60, but you only have a certain window where it's relatable and believable and like, this guy can be champion at any company right now. And you can't do that. If I wait another year and a half and then started to do it, like, maybe things don't work. Aren't going to work out. I'm not going to get some, you know, I go, what are the chances I can get in the ring with Tanahashi before my career's over? Never. I'm going to be in WWE forever. And I got it. And I got to bounce around and do some things. And then I'll never forget, Scott D'Amore was like, we want you here. I go, listen, I appreciate that. I can't do it. He goes, here's what we got in the background. Here's the long-term storytelling. Here's all the bits and pieces. Here are the people behind the scenes. The locker room's so good. And all these people from the locker room are texting me. And I go, man, I love it. So much. I don't want to be tied down. Like, what if I'm not helping you guys? Or what if I hate it? Or it doesn't work out? I don't want to sign a 3-year deal. He goes, how about a year? No. And then how about 10 dates? I go, all right, that I can do. Let's do 10 dates. And if you don't think I'm worth it, cut me out. Or if I say this sucks, I can't, I don't like this company. I love it so much. Everybody's great. In a world where every locker room is pretty friggin' awesome and hardworking. Like, there's no wrestling locker room where people are like, oh, nobody works hard here. It's every place you go is like, these guys are busting their ass to make something special happen. And that is the exact same case with TNA. The infrastructure behind the scenes is really awesome. I love Gail Kim. I love Tommy. She's great. But like, not even because I'm like, cause I worked there, like I actually know them and like them a lot. And I go, okay. And there's some of the people who get it. And I go, man, the storytelling and the bits and pieces and the behind the scenes work. And they go, we're basically building this up from the ground again. And I go, put me on every possible media thing. If you need me to fly in 3 or 4 days early to do something, I will do it. Absolutely. Because I want to go all in and make this count as much as possible. So that's, and I go, that's the case. That's always been the case. And I keep re-upping for long term. I'm not going to like sneak out of here or like take off of the title or like leave them hanging. I want to see how far I can go and help this company while they are kicking ass and on the upward slope.
Working with your brother, how has that been as well? Because I mean, that's something we didn't really get to see on a grand stage. And now we see you like working with him, you know, here and there and having matches like against ABC, who have been phenomenal as a team.
Yeah. Those dudes rock, and they are really good. And that's another thing before I get to my brother, everyone was like, hey man, you're kind of spoiled in your bubble. When you get out there, you're going to realize everybody kind of sucks. And I'm like, wow, okay. Every single person I've touched for the first time, maybe one person in 7-8 months, wasn't that good. Everybody else has been friggin' phenomenal. Like, I'm like, why aren't these guys signed somewhere? Holy crap. I can't believe it. Like, there's every person I've come to talk to, except for one, and no one even knows, and we'll never know. It was like 8 months of, wow, this guy gets it. Oh, this young kid's listening. Oh, he's just laying there selling. Oh, he gets it. Like, I've been blown away because I was prepared for the worst. And I have been blown away by the talent that either is unsigned or dominating independent scenes. It's fantastic. So I got a chance to finally work with my brother after all these years of doing things and never having a chance. And I go, we don't have crazy chemistry in the ring because we haven't really worked together, but we have natural chemistry. So it worked out really quickly, really easily to like get into a couple of pieces and just do it again. Having your opponents be ABC really helps out because those guys are so smooth, so slick. They can do anything and they could be there for anything. And that really helped out. But it was fun. Like to get, I really didn't want to be anywhere near the world title picture for the first 6, 8, 10 months a year. And Moose forced my hand to have a match, but whatever. We got that out of the way. And I go, I want to find a way to where if I still got it, that the crowd organically is starting to go, we need this guy fighting for the world title. And I did everything in my power to get that way. So I thought, like, we had a tag team match. We were setting it up like we're, you know, we're outnumbered and making things happen, and had even a pay-per-view match. And I go, this is the way, like, let me do things that I haven't done. Like, I tagged with Robert Roode, but again, the last couple years we're doing 3 and 5 minute matches and just we're there to help the Street Profits get a win or something. And it was like, we need something better than that. So like to focus on not being a singles guy fighting for the title and to go a totally different direction, but constantly be showing how good I am, hoping that a couple people here and there start going, we need him in the world title picture, and then bumping into Moose or bumping into the top guys and then going, oh, I want to see this matchup or this one. And then now slowly building into it and then getting in the world title match. And, you know, I didn't know if Moose was going to retain one more time and totally dominate and solidify himself as like the TNA legend champion. I didn't know if Joe Henry was going to steal one and be like, this is the moment for him. I didn't know what was going to happen. Josh Alexander punched Joe Henry in the balls and I go, oh, here we go. Maybe he's the champ. I go, that was the first time I've been in a bunch of matches, ladder matches, a bunch to, and I'm afraid of heights, but it doesn't matter. Tons of ladder matches. And every time it's like, oh, there's one or two guys that you think could possibly win and they're on the trajectory, but the other guys are kind of filler and they're out there and they're always kind of in there. When it came to that match, every single person legitimately could have won. And I was like, this is great. Moose could stay on top. Macklin could be world champ again. Frankie is crushing it again for like the 40th year in a row. He could be champion. And it was like, Joe Henry, is he gonna steal it? Josh Alexander can always go. Can he go? Damn, I could win this. Like, that was one of the first times where I constantly said anybody in this match could win and no one's gonna be like, what? It was like, it all made sense. Great. I like when that works out the way, because that's not always the case. But yeah, working with everybody's been great. Getting a chance to do some stuff with my brother's even better. We're working on a bunch of other stuff behind the scenes, so that'll be coming out in the next couple weeks and months. It'll be fun.
We do have a time limit, but before we go, and again, I want to remind people, Louisville on August 30th and 31st. I interviewed Brian Danielson this past week, and
he talks shit about me? I'll kill him.
No. I highlighted to him that my favorite piece of non-wrestling content was yourself, him, and Ryback on Table for Three.
Ah, yes.
You guys, you were an enabler. You were a gaslighter on that.
Oh, yeah. Like,
we witnessed a 300-pound man being bullied relentlessly. And I've never been more.
It was just a little sneak peek. That wasn't a full day. That wasn't weeks and months in the locker room. That and that's really a Daniel Bryan thing, is a mental abuse of like his close friends or whatever the situation is. That and I just like got to tag along and enjoy it because it felt good. But yeah, he's an antagonist, and I really love that. And also, any chance I get to have a talk with him politically outside in the locker room or just headbutting each other on the top of a ladder is an absolute blast for me. We had some really fun matches that I really, really wish I could recreate in the near future. That'd be kind of cool, but who knows? He might be done this weekend. I don't know.
I'll wrap with this. Ryback took a Cialis to impress Brock Lesnar. who would you take a Cialis to impress? Or we'll say Blue Chew for.
It would probably be someone of the female persuasion, but I would never like. Sorry, I mean we all want to. We all. No. I wouldn't
impress Ron Reese. What'd he do to you?
I would go out of my way to not impress anyone. With the help of PEDs, I would do it on my own, au naturel, and it would have to be like. I don't know, maybe Kurt Angle. I'm going to be like, hey, listen, Kurt, you know, I can go. Just letting you know. Like, anytime you want to try me.
Well, we're going to see him go for an hour straight at Old Forester's Paris Town Hall. August 30th for TNA Emergence. Nick Nemeth, want to thank you so much for taking the time.
You got it, man.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
I'm going to do a speed run of why you should get NordVPN.com/Fightful. Listen to all your favorites abroad when you're traveling. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, especially on that public Wi-Fi, airport, coffee shop, venue, hotel. You can also get the Nord Password Manager in case you're always forgetting your password. It's available on all your devices and operating systems, whether it be TV, phone, laptop, desktop, whatever. You can even put it on your router. They also have the file encryption tool to help protect that. 24/7 tech support, so in case you don't know how to use it, they'll help teach you how to use it. It's the fastest VPN on the planet. You can change your virtual location with just one click. Maybe the game's blacked out, you want to get pay-per-views at other prices. NordVPN.com/Fightful has all of that, and there's always a great deal going on there, but here's the best deal. 30-day money-back guarantee in case you don't like it. But you're gonna. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.